This is the Classic Cult TV Club, and we're here to watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before, and we're here with Baylor.
Hello.
Angus.
You're not going to welcome people?
No.
Okay.
I know, I feel blindsided.
Yeah. Mackenzie.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hey, hey.
Jeanette.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hey.
And we're watching Cat Weasel. What's Cat Weasel?
It's a Nickelodeon show from the 90s.
No. Oh my
cat
god, yes.
Weasel, cat Weasel. No, alone in the world was a little cat weasel. You got no idea what you're talking about.
I
was cat dog.
We are talking about the 1970 yeah. series on the BBC that was about a medieval magician. Yes, that comes forward in time.
Does that sound better than cat dog?
Yeah.
No.
Probably. You might have to work
on it. We'll find out as time goes on.
Mm-hmm. The question is, how do they go to the bathroom, Mackenzie?
Cat dog?
Yeah.
We were saying that the other day, weren't we?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Cat dog needs to go to the toilet. It will go out of the cat's mouth.
Oh, no.
What if the cat needs to go to the toilet?
It will go out of the dog's mouth.
For reference, cat dog is literally one end of the... animal is a cat and the other end is a dog and they're stitched together.
And so
there's one called Cat Weasel
where there's one's a weasel.
Yeah, well, that's what we were assuming when we were talking about this the
cat
other day.
Cat Weasel is a thing in Cat Dog though, I think.
No.
Yeah, it is a character. I know that I feel like Cat Weasel is a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Nothing like what we're watching today?
Not much like what we're watching
cat
today.
Dog.
Yeah, so when we were discussing Cat Weasel, we were trying to work out what it would be about, and that's what we came up
with.
We figured it was like Cat Dog.
Strap yourself
in for disappointment, Mackenzie.
No. It's this individual who is an ancient, a medieval wizard who comes forward in time, played by Jeffrey Belden. And
he looks familiar.
Yeah, the amazing thing about this series.
Just with more hair.
Yeah, it looks like me with more hair. And the amazing thing about this is the main character. The main character is just fantastic.
He does make the show.
He does make the show, definitely.
By himself?
Pretty close. I've got the book right here, and the book right here is written by Richard Carpenter, who also wrote the TV series, and this came out for 75 cents in Australia in the 90s.
I feel lied to. I thought you said the main character was the one that made the show.
Ah, wow. BBC also made the show.
Poor Justin just wants to do his suggestion, and we are giving him such a hard time.
You are.
Every time. I'm sorry.
We could be worse. You could have been showing UFOs. UFO?
I was going to show UFO, which is terrible. Really awful.
Anyone who brings anything really awful, I just want to say thank you for taking the heat off me.
Justin deliberately avoided it this time.
Yeah.
We'll probably hate Cat Weasel. It's 70s.
It's 70s.
It's very 70s.
Oh, we've had some 70s stuff.
I will definitely not like it because I was born in 2014.
Oh. I like that you just flat out have decided that you will not like
anything. Yeah. What's the oldest show that we can show you that you'd enjoy?
How old?
Yeah, how old?
Something that's really old.
What's the oldest show that you like?
The Simpsons. I can think of older. You really like Never Ending Story.
Oh yeah,
Never Ending Story. Well, that's the same era as this, really.
This is like
40 years old.
Yeah, this is like 40.
And I'm not going to suggest Labyrinth because you like Never Ending Story a lot more than Labyrinth. So. I know, right? Anyone want a child? Free to a good home.
So I'm going to assume nobody has seen this.
Yeah,
Angus, you've seen it.
I've seen it. Yes, yeah. I've seen.
Not a part of the same family.
Yeah,
I've seen season one. I haven't seen season two. I think I saw one or two episodes of season two. Season two went downhill.
Yeah, but
season one. Yeah. Bloody brilliant.
Lots of fun. So you haven't seen it, Alex?
No, I know about Cat Dog. I know about Cat Bug. I even know about Puffin Cat, but not this.
Good to have your skull.
Cat Bug.
Yes.
I don't know Cat Bug.
It's a character from the animated series Bravest Adventures, and it's like a ladybug but with a cat, with a cat-like face, and it's just really full of energy and adorable.
Do you know about Puppy Cat?
No. Of course, being Puppy Cat. Yes.
Yeah, being Puppy Cat.
Yes.
Is Puppy Cat like the opposite of Cat?
No. It's like halfway between a cat and a puppy.
I'm so sorry, Justin. You just want to talk about your show.
Yeah. There's just like this one solitary tear running down his face.
At least I could talk about Puffin Cat because I watched all the episodes yesterday when I realised they were still on YouTube.
But it's still not Cat Weasel.
It's still not Cat Weasel. Okay, so...
So what is Cat Weasel about? Do you guys want to tell us collectively?
It's about a medieval wizard.
So, but basically he travels forward through time and lands on a farm in the 70s, funnily enough. And
Arrives in modern time.
saves on the budget, even though it's the BBC, which probably have a million castles lying around. Some of the other actors, there's Robin Davies, who played Carrot, that's the kid. Carrot's the kid. His father, Bud Tingwell.
He's an
Australian actor.
Charles Bud Tingwell.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And but the probably the most famous individual out of the whole show ended up being probably Neil McCarthy, who's the farmhand. He just has a face that
He's a minor character.
But he's just in everything.
He's typecast because he does just have this relatively unique face.
And a toad called Touchwood.
Pretty modern names, admittedly. I mean, they called someone Apple. Someone named their kid Apple recently, so...
Not after a computer.
And then there's, of course, Maybe. Northwest.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, my God.
So, Jeanette, what happens in Cat Weasel during the series? Do you remember?
Oh, just he's continually trying to get back and... And the boy's trying to keep him hidden in his shed. The boy finds him, Weasel tries to get back.
So it's like a dodgy rip-off of E.T. then.
This would have come before E.T. E.T.'s a dodgy rip-off of Cat Weasel.
No, it's a better rip-off of Cat Weasel.
And these are only very short. They're like 24 minutes or something each episode. Exactly. There's 13 episodes in the series, and I think there are only two series.
Yeah.
So it didn't go for very long. Oh, there was supposed to be a third series, but it never got past the drafting stage.
Typical BBC.
Yeah. I think at the end of the first series, he gets back and then comes back.
And then strangely arrives
back to a different family entirely. Yeah. So they lose all the other actors in the second series.
They're just not as appealing as the...
And so, very strange.
Well, like, meal-wise, you don't think they're appealing?
Shall I suggest we do the recap of the series after we've watched the episode?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, we'll watch the episode then.
Because it will make a lot more sense once we've seen it all and we know what characters are being discussed.
Off we go and watch Cat Weasel. Okay, so that was Cat Weasel episode 1. Baylor, what did you think?
Says it all.
Yeah. I want the 25 minutes of my life.
That song stuck in my head.
24 minutes and like 30 something seconds. I want that back.
They did music well back then, didn't they?
It's definitely.
It's a pity that it didn't have any of that for this show itself.
That music definitely belongs to that era.
The animation was cool. They should have stuck with it.
But it was like, that was back then. All the shows and all the movies, they all started with a quirky animation, and then you actually got to the movie and you're like, oh. I always remember, I never actually watched Pink Panther because I used to get so disappointed because I'd spend like a couple of minutes watching the Pink Panther doing all this really cool stuff in animated form, and then it ended up turning into like this burglary.
Peter Sellers.
I don't think I even got to the Peter Sellers bit when I was a kid because then it was like, then you had this bank robbery and I'm like, oh, I'm bored. I'm like, what was I doing with that?
I felt so cheated by the film because the animation was so much better.
Yes.
Never got those films because they had this cool animation.
And so you guys were like that. Cool animation. And then...
I was always disappointed of... I think it was like I Dream of Jeannie.
And Bewitched was the same. They had the animation.
Yes. Bewitched really got me bad.
When could it be my turn? I've got something in my mind.
Oh, go for it.
Go for it. Tell us.
Well, let us know when you're ready to...
Yeah. What do you want to say?
The one that I'm going to do... For when I do my one is going to be the new DuckTales.
New DuckTales.
Okay. I thought you were going to talk about Cat Weasel. What did you think about Cat Weasel?
Cat Weasel was so good that Mackenzie's thinking of something else. I think you need to listen to the words she's not saying.
Oh, look. Life is like a hurricane.
Yes.
So what did you think of Cat Weasel?
It was really good.
You really enjoyed it?
It made me laugh a lot. Like, it made me laugh 3 times.
she was actually watching it.
She barely watched it.
When she was watching it, she reacted better than anyone else. And I thought, well, it's aimed at her age group. Yeah. So, it hit the right audience still. Mm. What bits made you laugh?
The bits when he was doing all, like, silly things, and when he called things the wrong name, and even when he turned the light switch on and off, 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 and on and off.
And he thinks it's all magic.
He thinks everything is magic, including the windows. He bumps into the windows and sort of is poking the air next to it going... what's going on?
I often use the word electricery.
Electricery, yes.
Refers to the telephone as the magic talking bone.
The telling bone.
I think my dad used to watch this show because it would make sense. He used to call things electricery, telling bone, things like that.
Oh, there you go.
That's pretty
And I hate that terminology. I'm going to be frank with you right now. I absolutely hate it.
Throughout the series, he begins to bring in magic into the environment too. So he does things that are sort of not fully explainable. Yeah, all his magic is stuff that is... Oh, there could be an explanation for that, but maybe there's not. So, for example, him not being able to tell them about Cat Weasel. Did he hypnotise him? What happened there?
Well, I kind of thought, that's not going to work. And then I'm like, he got 900 years in the future. It's probably a chance it would work.
This is the 70s, remember? They believed it was real anyway.
Oh, very true.
Same era as Children of the Stones and...
Children of the Stones.
The Omega Factor.
The Omega Factor, yes.
And see, I didn't mind Omega Factor. I thought that was pretty good, so... Yeah.
It all has that sort of Will Wheaton kind of...
Oh, the Omega Factor.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Well, I thought it was going to be worse than it was, and then we're watching it. I'm like,
all about, like, hypnotising?
Because
you guys were like, it's, like, super cool and whatever. And I'm like, what part of this is fantasy?
Yeah, you were like, this is not fantasy. You lied to me. This is not science fiction.
Yeah. It's more pseudoscience.
Sci-fi.
This would be classed as fantasy.
So, Alex, what did you think?
I'm just worried that the Cat Weasel's fear or surprise or whatever by modern technology might wear too thin if it continues on.
If it continued on too long.
Yeah. Because, it felt a bit like this is obviously people from the 20th century mocking people from the past who don't understand modern technology. And it felt as though that could be very, very old very, very quickly.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it does continue. He gets used to the elements relatively quickly.
Yes. That's the thing, I think...
He does pick up things fairly quickly.
Yes.
There are a few things that do kind of catch him to the side, so I think...
It's only when he strikes new things.
Yeah. I think there's an episode with a photographer, and the photographer takes a photo of him, and he sees the photo, and realises, kind of, has this kind of moment where he goes, oh, you've got a photo of me, you've captured my image, therefore you have my soul, I must do whatever you say.
Yeah.
There are people that legitimately believe that as a thing nowadays.
And I think the episode ends when he gets handed the photo and gets up, what do you think of all these? And he goes... free and just rips them up and runs away, and then the photographer's like, no, what are you doing? No. So they play around with different elements, but they play around with it in new ways.
That's what I'm concerned about, because all of it is the character is old weird guy who's fighting by modern technology, and so far no other characterization has been presented yet.
It's like, I guess, an old person now finally looking at their phone and going, I can go on the interwebs now, sort of thing. That's the vibe I was getting, and I feel you on
the
that.
Worldwide webiverse.
Yeah, I agree. Like I say, he brings sort of magic with him, so he's got something to teach a little bit as well. But he's very much an, sort of the old wizard stereotype. And he eventually builds in a water tower, so who's in a tower, wizard in a tower.
Oh my god! Sort
of, you know, doing wizardy things.
I think my favourite episode was they did an episode with a fortune teller.
Oh,
and
cool.
So the fortune teller was predicting the outcomes of the races for the bookies next door.
Yeah.
And so he goes in and goes, "That's, you're just a complete sham sort of thing." And then, like,
Does it properly.
And goes, "This is the horse that's going to win," sort of thing. And yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And of course, the bookies get interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to run.
Okay. Jeanette, what did you think?
I've always enjoyed Cat Weasel. I watched it as a teenager because it was on before Doctor Who. And I'd happily watch that again. You know, background.
Yes.
As like, even then, I was watching it in the background while I was doing things. It's not something I just sit. It's fun background.
Yeah. Lisa, what do you
think? I was like, you skipped me. I was like,
I got away with it.
Yeah. Usually you don't need to call on me because usually I'm always butting in when everyone else is trying to talk. It was quaint. I think it was, it had a certain charm, but I wouldn't choose to watch this.
It's 70s slow.
And just generally it was like, I mean, I know you said that the guy who plays Cat Weasel made the show, but he's very ham-fisted. It's like, it was quite over the top and you just go, that wouldn't slide. Yeah. It was pantomime-ish.
It
had a real pantomime feel to it. The one thing I did like about it was seeing a young, dashing Charles Budd Tingwell. Whoa, he's a bit nice. Yeah. I only ever remember seeing him in, like, From the Castle.
He was terrible.
Oh, I know. But then I grew up with, like, the D-Gen's Late Show, and to me he was always Gramps from Charlie the Wonder Dog. I don't know if anyone watched The Late Show. Oh, man, I'm going to make you guys watch it. Charlie the Wonder Dog, it was like a play on all of those Lassie-type shows, but it was, you know, and it was like Charles Budd Tingwell as Gramps and the Pissweet Kids. Whenever they get the dog to do any acting, they were like, you could see that they were pulling him by a lead, trying to get him, or there'd be a rope trying to get him to go in a direction. But he played it really straight and it was always really good. And then from there they cast him in like The Castle and shows like that. So I always remember just seeing him as an older guy. But it was interesting seeing him in what he would have been in his, 40s, 50s there? I don't know.
You're like the legend of Australia.
Yeah.
It's funny because I only remember the fun hand who's in things like Doctor Who and just all sorts of series.
I couldn't place him, but I could see how his jawline would probably be memorable for a lot of people because it pretty much took up half the screen. So.
Yeah.
Captain Strongjaw, is that? That was from a Doctor Who episode, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I see people like that, I always think of you saying, "Oh, Captain Strongjaw," and I'm like, "Oh my god, it's Captain Strongjaw."
Yes,
that cliche character.
I think the trees were nice.
Yes.
English countryside.
I hope they're still going.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably
for housing, but
that's
a bit sad. Yeah.
So you wouldn't be trying to get a hold of this for Mackenzie's sake, then?
Would you want me to get a hold of this? Awkward silence.
Nah.
She laughed.
Enjoyed it, but not that much.
She comes from an era where television is on demand. Like, she's not used to even just watching commercials is really, frustrating for her.
Well, because of commercials.
Yeah. Well, she's always used to watching ABC 2 and streaming. You probably watch more commercials on YouTube videos, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, but just generally, like, something she doesn't like, she just turns on something else. And
Yeah.
Our kids were a bit like that because we watched just about everything from video or whatever.
Yeah.
And watching live to air, they'd be going, how do we fast forward? I can't. You've got to put up with it.
Back to Cat Weasel.
Let's not go back to Cat Weasel.
I think we're actually better in this past as opposed to Cat Weasel.
I was also thinking, like, what would happen if Cat Weasel advanced only 600 years and he'd be in, like, the English Civil War with the Puritans who would kill him for being a magic user and no modern technology anyway?
I'm just imagining him exploding because I don't think he'd ever, there was no computing, of course, in the 70s, not in the household at least. It's just him dealing with modern technology as opposed to 40 years ago modern technology. 50 years ago.
Imagine this era.
So this just made me think of, have you guys seen the end of Merlin, the TV show that everyone trashes on?
Oh, no. Adrian loved loved Merlin. He watched every episode.
Good. Oh, no, anyway,
I watched the first few seasons, but he loved it.
I love the ending of it where Merlin ends up walking along the side of a road as a car drives by
near the lake,
and you're just like,
yes,
that's beautiful. Like, and this is what that made me think. Because
Merlin is timeless.
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
He just lives throughout the ages until another version of King Arthur comes along, and they need to do another saving of the world, sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah,
like I love that. He's waiting process. For
King Arthur to return from Avalon.
Yeah,
like the episode of Avalon 5.
What are you looking at me like that for? In Once a Future King,
he lives backwards.
What?
He lives backwards. So he can tell the future because he's lived through it.
Ah, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's the oldest when Arthur is the youngest.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's very Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the only way they ever made it was into Benjamin Button backwards. A Disney cartoon.
I was going to say Merlin.
There was a horror show.
Yeah, Merlin's very Benjamin. Oh, my goodness. No. I can't make the words. No, I
can't say Benjamin.
Okay, so they were going to make Cat Weasel into a movie, but that never got up.
What it a was shock.
1998 oh, so before they actually even put it on VHS.
Oh.
So there's 20 years before wow. they, 18 years before they put on VHS.
We were just talking about people screaming for nostalgia. That's why. Yeah. People like, give us Cat Weasel.
I was also thinking, it's like plenty of series that they just upload the entire thing onto YouTube because they can. Mm. And if it doesn't get content locked, got copyright locked, then it just remains up there.
They released a few books. Cat Weasel and Cat Weasel and the Magic Zodiac, which was season 1 and season 2. And that's pretty much it.
They were never seen again.
Never seen again. German film adaptation of the series was made with Otto Walkes, whoever that is, as Cat Weasel.
That's giving me Lex vibes.
And that was released in June 2021.
Seriously?
Yeah. There is a German comedian film called...
Did someone just go, wow, this is... I could do this better, I think maybe actually.
Because they didn't want to waste time thinking of an original concept.
Correct. They might have covered the opening scene in the first 10 seconds.
They wouldn't even need to do that because it's a trope that's been done in so many
things.
Yeah, they didn't need to adapt Cat Weasel. They could have just called it something else and it could have been...
We even do this trope in certain D&D games. Like, there's certain stories where you're like, here's a person whose soul has been revived into this area now, and they're like, oh, wow, a magic crystal. I've never seen that. Yeah. I'm the modern world sort of thing.
But even like, oh my god, like
there was a comic strip version.
Oh jeez.
A what?
Comic strip version.
Like Pink Panther.
Garfield.
Hey.
TV comic look-in. Okay.
Yep, but there's no way to really watch it nowadays.
Not unless you're... Probably it's on YouTube.
I was going to say, maybe it's on like... What's that UK TV streaming service? Acorn or something?
I thought you were going to say Euphoria for a minute. I'm like, what's that got to do with anything?
No, like Cat Weasel streaming in Australia. Where to watch every episode?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yes.
No, my...
So you can watch all of this on YouTube.
Yeah. Where to watch Cat Weasel? Cat Weasel is not streaming.
Okay, Angus, what kind of food?
Oh, let's God. Get this one.
A big chunk of cheese.
I was about to say that. I think this would be a big chunk of cheese.
I'd be really unhappy if you picked anything else.
As is.
What just, kind of cheese?
I don't know, like cooking cheese. Like it's a big chunk.
It's got to be cheddar.
A big slab of cheese.
I don't know.
Sitting on a saucer in the middle of the table for no discernible reason.
Easily mistaken for butter.
I'm like, why is he putting butter in the bag? Really angry about that for some reason.
You really did.
I did. Like, what's with the butter? Just eat the butter.
But we do
they're
that
like, oh, it's cheese.
Two kilos of butter.
But we do that for Edward all the time.
But even a chunk of cheese like that is just
massive thing.
Yeah, just sitting on the table like nobody's business.
Cheese and white bread. Yeah. I think it's got to be cheese and bread.
Yeah. I love how he discarded the bread. Like he didn't know what the bread was. It's like, no, bread.
And bread's probably the most likely to be in the modern. And sausage would have been in that era too.
But it's so much funnier to see someone. It's like when you see stringers.
Yeah.
And someone goes, here you go, and you pull, you open up the stringers, and then you just bite into the center of the stringer. That's what they were trying to do.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Mackenzie's outrage.
Well, I bought her string cheese, and she didn't really go for it.
What?
She likes the little baby, I call them the baby cheeses. Yeah, the little baby bells. But Adrian takes the string cheese to work. He likes... And he likes the little snacks. Each you won't eat little snacks, and he does. And
I think the best decision I ever made was when I first had a bit of string cheese. Baylor handed it to me. I'm like, oh, thank you. And I just bit down.
Yeah.
I didn't peel it or anything.
It seems like a waste of time to peel it.
The horror on Baylor's face.
It wasn't even on my face. You did it in front of my best mate and his girlfriend as well. And we were all just like, excuse me? Raised eyebrows, shocked, horrored faces, pale as ghosts.
The first time I tried, I think I've only eaten one of them because I'm like, not really a cheese person. Like, I will eat camembert and blue vein. I will not eat string cheese. But I tried to do it and it didn't peel properly and I just went, oh, fuck it. And just like, sorry. I just said, oh, dear. And I just ate it like a normal piece of cheese.
I heard. Mackenzie will remember that. Anything. My ears are really powerful.
Oh, well, we'll edit that out in post and it won't be an issue anymore.
Oh, the chaos.
Oh, dear. No, stop. Enough. Enough.
We'll teach you smell so the cheese next week.
Justin's given up. Big thank you for the suggestion this week, Justin.
Yeah, it was something.
We appreciate you trying to keep the order in this increasingly unbalanced chaos.
Of all the episodes and cult TV classics that we have watched, this is definitely one of them. I'd actually like to quickly touch on the cat weasel thing.
Oh, Justin's finally they're talking about it.
Angus was out, right, playing D&D with some friends. Yeah. I came out. I was feeling a bit lonely. And Justin and Jeanette were just sitting out here having, like, a little drink on a Sunday afternoon. And they're like, Baylor, we've got a great idea. We're going to watch Cat Weasel. And then they proceeded to try and explain it to me. And I've never tried to run away from people. Like, I was missing Angus, but I've never tried to run away from people faster than in my life. I was like, wow, that sounds so great. I'm sure it will be wonderful. And then I left. And that is how Cat Weasel came up. And then I tried to explain it to Angus when he got home. I'm like, your parents want to do a show about
something.
A weasel thing who, like, travels through time and is match. I don't know. They were drinking. I lost interest. So there you go. That's actually the decision of the Cat Weasel. Yeah. That was the making of the decision.
I feel like I've been in that situation with too many people over time where I've been Justin and Jeanette going, you've got to watch this. One of my friends still tells people about when I dragged her to a showing at the Yuleberry Winery of Labyrinth Under the Stars, and she's going,
oh,
like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was great. The best. I loved it. Watching, you know, big screen TV at a winery at Yuleberry, watching Labyrinth.
Wow.
And she'd never heard of Labyrinth before, and she's going, oh, my God. Oh, that reminds me of the time that Lisa made me watch this shit movie. And I'm like, I will die on that hill. I love Labyrinth. And she's going, it was shit, really, it was.
But then at the same time, like, I've done that to Angus on our first not date. I was like, we need to watch Tripod versus the Dragon. This is the thing we're going to do. He ended up watching the entire thing. And in return, he and the rest of the family were like, you've got to watch Game of Darkness Rising and Princess Bride now. There are no questions about it. Full stop. We're doing this. And they've been good encounters. But this one, not a good encounter.
Well, Justin made me watch Princess Bride when we first started going out together and Brazil. I'm not interested in a documentary about Brazil. I was run over by both of them.
I definitely found Brazil interesting. I'm finding it more interesting as I play, like, cyberpunk and stuff, because
it's very,
like,
cyberpunky.
There's, like, at the end bit where they're going through
it's
the industrial
cyberpunk
area. Mm. There's a lot of Brazil vibes in the Cyberpunk 2077 game. Like, it's really good. Anyway,
it interlinks a bit.
I'm done. We're done.
We're done.
You're done. Talk TV Club.
Cat Weasel. Cat Weasel. Alone in the world is a little cat weasel. Lots of time with a hoop and a purr. I don't know the rest of that.
Sure, that's just so disappointing.